right now we don't have the people in there that we want to, so we're kind of making substitutions, which I think is good on some level that, you know, these young guys are getting good reps and they're starting to get into games and they're kind of being matured faster than normal. But at the end of the day, everybody has to be on the same page. That's the one thing we're trying to get across to everybody, is that if the center thinks this way, then the other four guys have to think this way as well. And you know, Pat and Nick, they do such a great job of both making the right calls and getting us in the right situation. So I think it's, you know, right now it's more of who gels the best together, who's the best five out there.
Have you been in situations in the league where you went into because of circumstances where things just really hadn't gelled, and what was that like?
You know, sometimes guys are stubborn, and, you know, I'm stubborn sometimes, and I don't want to do things everybody else's way. And at the end of the day, you got to look at it as a collective and say, you know, is this good for the group? It's good for the goose, you know. And it's right now, I don't think we have any problems with anything. Everybody's kind of on the same board. It's really just getting footwork together, gelling together. How do you see this? How do you see that? How do you want this set? You know, every day we're taking steps to get better, and that's the key to this camp, and that's the key to this league. So as long as we keep doing that, we'll be all right.
Are you pretty confident, Alex, that once you get all your pieces, that your line will be vastly improved from last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody's on the same page, you know, and I think that as long as everybody has the right mindset going forward, that we don't want to take any, then I think we're going to be all right.
What needs more improving right now, do you think? Run blocking, pass protection?
You know, I think the thing that kind of, I think both of them kind of stick out after the first game, you know. It's so hard to kind of go out there and say we want to do this better today, but I think, you know, as a group, we have to be able to kind of dominate teams and go out there and put our foot on their throat right away and kind of squeeze as hard as we can. And we got to keep Sam standing up at the same time, you know. Two sacks is unacceptable any way you look at it. You know, that won't, that's one of the things that you get in the rooms and you, how do we fix this? You know, we can't have him on the ground. And then as far as running the ball, how do we get a surge going? You know, how do we get 33 in the open field? And what do we got to do? And, you know, this is a preseason. People are going to freak out. As long as the guys in that room understand one thing, at the end of the day, we got to get better. And we got to get better at one thing today or two things. You know, we'll be fine.
You talked about some of the differences between one, you know, one center versus another.
Yeah.
How are they different in how they see things?
You know, I think that Nick is a little more experienced. Obviously, he's got more years in this league, so he kind of understands some things a little more advanced. I think Pat's doing a phenomenal job of keeping up and kind of seeing his own little niches. You know, he has his own little niches to him, but, you know, they're both great out there. They're both dogs. They're going to come out there and play 100%. They're going to finish after the whistle. You know, you got to love stuff like that, but you know, their lingo's a little different right now, but at the end of the day, they're both getting us in the right position.
How about as far as passing off games from the defensive line? Is that one of the big focuses for you guys right now, just to get that communication and feel together?
You know, I think basically just keeping the quarterback standing right now is the biggest key. You know, you give up two sacks in the first game, and a lot of people want to, you know, throw shade on us, and rightfully so. And at the end of the day, we come back and we say, how do we keep him standing? You know, how do we fix the little details that will help us in the big picture? And, you know, as long as everybody sticks to the code, we should be all right.